morning, good morning, good morning. Brothers and sisters, my prayer this morning is 1 Peter 5:6-9. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. However, Lord, you said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Brothers and sisters, I want you to do something for me this morning. And I want you to just take, I'm gonna try to find this song here. But I got, it's so good. It is so good. It's just good. That's all I can tell you. You see, that little angel, big angel, I don't know what he is, or it is, or her, or him, or what. It's an angel. This angel said to me this morning, he said, I have a little something for you, but there's something you're going to have to do to get it. I said, oh. He said, I need you to make a sacrifice unto the Lord. He said, this is not me, but this is what, this was amazing. What God's Holy Spirit requires of you to do. And I thought to myself, oh boy, I probably can't do it because he's making a big deal out of this. And the angel said, I'm not making a big deal out of this. And then I had to laugh. He said, this is what I want you to do because I got a little something for you. And he kept, you know, it's like, okay. He said, are you ready to commit without knowing what it is by faith? I said, yes. He said, okay. He said, tomorrow, meaning today, I want you to eat no meat. I said, what? He said, God wants to do something in your body. And I said, okay. He said, eat no meat tomorrow. I said, well, is this kind of like getting to work? He said, no. He said, God wants to do some cleansing in your body, and you can't eat meat tomorrow. He said, will you do that? I said, yeah. He said, now, the same way that we told you to go into ease yesterday, you blocked a lot of things. Your obedience stopped a lot of things, and it opened up the door for a lot of things. So I said, now, where is that in the Bible? Because I'm getting a bit, you know, I'm getting a little bit nervous here. He said, oh, that's good. He said, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I said, okay. He said, then I knew. He said, remember Yesterday you said that the power of the Lord was present to heal them. I said, yeah. He said, and you said, that's the way I do God. And you said, and now God was doing it to me to show me that it was his, one of his ways anyway. He said, who can forgive sins but God alone, Erica? I said, nobody. He said, Jesus perceived yesterday that you were ready and that you understood that he came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He said, I need you not to eat any meat tomorrow. I said, no meat. He said, no meat of any kind. I said, how long? He said, why are you asking me these things? You already know. 12 hours is a day with the Lord. I said, so you asking me to refrain from eating meat for 12 hours? He said, the Holy Spirit is asking you. I said, okay. I said, what is the scripture I should go on to do this? And he said, you find it. He said, Jesus spoke in a parable. He said, no man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. He said, and no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. He said, that's the part I didn't emphasize to you yesterday. New wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. So I said, okay. So those of you that want to join me in this sacrifice for 12 hours, so that would be from 6 a.m. now until 6 p.m. You can drink water, fruit, and you can eat vegetables and just no meat. He said, and now, at faith, I'll show you why tomorrow. And he left. He left. So, for the next 12 hours, no meat, no meat of any kind. He didn't say no protein, he said no meat. And yesterday, we closed one door and God opened up another door. This is for the body. It's for the whole body of Christ. A door was shut. A new door was open. And the Holy Spirit said, I give you the keys to the kingdom of David. Because I had some keys that were lost and found in the same day by the U.S. Postal Service. I mean, we must have the sorriest Postal Service from here that exists. From here, Dalton, I mean. I don't know why. My mail gets lost. They deliver my mail at 8 o'clock at night. Just crazy stuff. But all I know is I was asked to fast for 12 hours, to afflict my soul for 12 hours. And so I'm going to do that for sure. I'm doing it right now. Also, I forgot to mention, and I wanted to ask the angel about that, but somehow I knew in my spirit, keep my mouth shut and don't mention that because I would be questioning God. Pastor Bill Johnson of Bethel Church in Redding, California, his wife had been suffering with cancer a long time. Well, she passed away. She went home to glory. And one of the headliners sent me a note. And they said, I wonder why, because, you know, we had another headliner that was healed from stage 4 cancer. And they had even sent me a little book. I didn't know where the little booklet came from, but it came from her. And she had sent me Dodie Osteen's book, Healed from Cancer. And I had to text her back and say, thank you very much. Maybe God had you send me this for somebody else, but I got one of the original ones from back in the day in the 60s. I probably had 2 or 3, as a matter of fact. But I know that her sending me that book in love and her being actually healed from a cancer so rare, she'll come on here and give her testimony when she's ready. And then she said, like, I wonder why, because, I mean, Bill Johnson, he writes a lot on, he trains young people through his school, and he got some, he's just a, I think he's about a fifth generation pastor's kid. And people have been, and not just started, he got the anointing from the Toronto blessing way back then. And you probably heard a lot of his songs because he did what God told him to do. That's what I want to emphasize. And what I love about him and his ministry, I don't talk much about anybody, period. Because I figured that everybody has to find their own distinct. I expose you to different things, different ministries, different demonstrations of the power of God. And I only do that to let you know you got to find out what's in you. You got to find out what's got to come out of you. Because this is the ministry of helps here. Praise God. But anyway, she died, and he had stepped down from his ministry for about at least 18 months to take care of her. And at one point, he didn't even preach in his own pulpit because he had dedicated his life to taking care of his wife. And I know they were believing for healing. So the headliner said to me, and this was maybe day before yesterday, she said, I wonder why some people have stage 4 cancer and they actually live and other people die. It kind of made me wonder, and I kind of put it up to God because somebody else died too. I can't remember who that was with cancer. But you just wouldn't, you would think But then I'm not, we're not supposed to think. We're supposed to believe, right? So it's a difference between thinking and believing. And then the big, big, big difference is, will you trust the will of God, whichever way it goes? I'm sure Bill Johnson prayed that his wife would live, because his wife, her name was Benny Johnson, and she had just published a book maybe 2 years, right at a year and a half or 2 years ago, on communion with God, a book on Holy Communion. You don't know, but you do know this. It is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. We know that you're not even going to die until your work is done. So maybe, I don't know, maybe part of her work was publishing that book, Holy Communion and Fellowship with God. But we do know he called her home. And I've been praying for Pastor Bill, because watching anybody die is not the best thing to have to watch, especially if it's someone close to you. You know what I mean? So anyway, his wife passed away, and the angel came here early in the wee hours of this morning and said, new wine must be put into new bottles. And then both the old bottles and the new bottles are preserved. The new wine must be put into new bottles. And that's what God is doing in this ministry. This ministry is not where it was 10 days ago. It's not where it was 10 months ago. And it's certainly not where it was 10 years ago. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I'm happy. I am so happy to be around real believers in Jesus Christ. I'm just honored and thrilled to be around and to be sharing my life with people that have been reconnected to Jesus, and that Jesus has connected back to God, and then God has gone all the way around and reconnected them through the indwelling of his own spirit, and that his kingdom on earth will be done. And we've been praying that. See, every time I ask you to pray that prayer, I was asking you to pray. Every time I asked you to pray for me, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, I was asking you to pray. We were rendering prayer up to God. There are those who only want prayer from the earth to themselves. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. When God extends his hand to us, and then what's so really, really, really beautiful is that we are flowing. Things that are being said over this line are being manifested in the lives of men and women. And I don't know, remember the other day when y'all heard me speak something to Jalissa? Don't you know I got over 80 emails and texts that over 80 people changed their email name. They never thought about until God, you see, God only needs one person on this earth in agreement with him to manifest his glory. One! God only needs one person in agreement with him on this earth to manifest his glory. Just one. God only needs one member in a family to get saved, to save the whole generation. Whoa! One.
Y'all sing.
Don't let the devil ride. I'm not going to be on here much longer this morning. Those of you that fasted with me for 12 hours, no meat, vegetables are okay. Eggs are okay, I think. He just said no meat. Prepare this temple. For a little something he got prepared that the temple needs to be clean a little bit. So whatever it is, I'll share it with you tomorrow. And pray for Pastor Bill Johnson as his family is grieving right now. Ask the Lord to give him strength for the mission. We know God prepared him because he took care of his wife. His wife, his family, and the whole church was with him in her crossing over. Because remember, believers, you lay down, you exhale on earth, and you inhale in heaven. I say, as believers, when it's time for us to cross over, we exhale on earth and we inhale in heaven. Why? Because God has given us eternal life. We just do life on earth, exhale, and then do life in heaven. And aren't you glad? Can I point out something to you? Since certain people left, have you noticed no transmission problems? No hacking? Have you noticed that? It's all God. It was all the will of God. Everything that happens is in the will of God in the life of the believer. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You have spiritual protection from God. And what the Shunammite woman say, all is well. All is well. But guess what? To him that overcometh, there's an expected end and an expected reward. To he that overcometh. To he that fights like a knight, right? To he that understands you in a warfare, and the same way God used people, the devil used people. But that's not our lot. Our lot in life is to live in expectancy, knowing that we live in this life to live it again. But most importantly, we're in the hands of the healer. We're in the hands of the healer. And what does he heal? Everything. He heals and cures everything. I say he heals and cures everything, including you. What you mean? Well, you clay. You're clay in the potter's hands. You're a diamond in the rough. And guess what? You're a spirit and soul and a body, and you're about to drink of the new wine. Did you hear what I said? You're about to drink of the new wine. And if you ever been in one of my meetings, with some of you about to, because by the end of this month, we're going to have a regular deliverance date. We're going to give you a calendar for the whole year when the sanctuary be open for deliverance and healing all the way to the end of the year. We just got a whole bunch of, I got to get what this angel say by being obedient and by sanctifying the fast for 12 hours. And then once I get that, there's a whole bunch of things. But believe this, God is getting ready to use your giftings right now. And they were always in the works. But you see, when somebody try to kill you, take your life, what it does to me, it just fires me up to burn. Get this stuff done faster. And guess what? I'm sure this, we'll see. At least I'm going to see. And those of you, don't jump ship. Don't jump ship.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! You in your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on! A long way.
Be closer.
Yes, I do. Sing it with us.
don't get mad with me. I told you weeks ago and months ago what was about to happen. We don't know how it's going to happen, but I told you, didn't I? Didn't I tell you? And don't forget this. Diamonds are mined from mountains, not like gold. Gold crush up like dust and it can be panned in the water. But a diamond takes so much pressure to be formed. So much pressure. And then when it's found, it has to be cut. Diamonds. Diamonds are what God is making out of us.
Here and now.
Making diamonds out.